The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This is the Max Kellerman Show, as I mentioned, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
It's open for three, puts it up, and it's back-to-back three-pointers for Ice Trae Young.
Every single person that came in, they all feed off the confidence Trae Young plays with, and you saw that here tonight in Game 1.
We all just believe, and when you have a group that really believes in each other, anything can happen.
This will go down as the year that the next wave of superstars, you know, took over the NBA. Now, LeBron's crown is no longer undisputed. He's still the champ, or at least a champ, but maybe not the champ. Is Kevin Durant as good or better than LeBron right now? We don't know because LeBron got hurt and it wasn't his himself, and then AD couldn't play, so they couldn't advance. And then KD's crime partners, both Harden and Kyrie, were hurt. I mean, Harden played the last two games, but that wasn't James Harden, and Kyrie was out. So we don't know. We saw Luka make a statement. Is Luka as good as anybody right now, at least on the offensive end? What about Kawhi? But he's not available because of the knee. But when he is, look what he did in the playoffs. I'm naming guys now. Like, Luka made himself a unanimous, if not consensus, if not unanimous, top 10 player. But LeBron, KD, Kawhi, James Harden, Giannis, top 10 players, all of them, probably top five. Steph, right? There's six. AD is seven. Who else is in the top 10? Are all of those guys still in it? Really? All of them? Embiid? Jokic? Reigning MVP? And the guy would have been MVP if he wasn't hurt? Don't they both kind of have to be in the top 10? And leave one slot? Because Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker are superstars. And they've announced their arrival in the constellation of NBA stars as real superstars. Guys like Paul George, not in the top 10 anymore. You can't even make the argument anymore. Russell Westbrook, is he a top 10 player? Bradley Beal, with these guys in the league right now? I don't think you can say they are. What about Chris Paul? Is he a top 10 player? I don't think you can say he is. These young dudes. Do you understand Trae Young, who owes a lot of his game to Steph Curry? I'm going to get to that in a second. Trae Young dropped 48, 11, and 7 in his first Western Conference Finals game in a win on the road against a favored team. 48, 11, and 7. Now, look, I bring this comparison up because 100 years ago, there's a guy named Babe Ruth, the greatest baseball player ever. And people talk about, like, the dead ball era, and they juiced the baseballs in baseball. And Raj, they can hear you on the Zoom, but not on the radio. Why don't you mute the Zoom and unmute on the radio, and then we got it. Okay. The point is, everyone assumes it was the equipment that changed. In fact, Bill James, the godfather of sabermetrics, has made the point. Raj, please mute yourself. I don't know how many times I have to say it. It's very annoying. Thank you. Edith Stifle, Bill James made the point about Babe Ruth that he had the imagination. It was really an act of imagination to realize I can swing for the fences when no one else was doing it. And then along came guys like Lou Gehrig and Jimmy Fox, who just imitated Ruth. And even though they weren't as good, they approximated what he did. That's Steph Curry. He changed the NBA. I can shoot from all the way out there. And Trae Young imitated it in a way. But it's not just, so did Damian Lillard. It's not just that he can shoot from way out there. He's got great handles, right? And he's not afraid to get into traffic and do crazy things with his handles to get to the spot he needs. And Trae Young is like that too, but neither one of those dudes is Kyrie Irving, right? Kyrie Irving, his handles, are precise. Nothing happens by accident. Sometimes you could tell with Steph, he's seeing if he can get away with something. And a lot of times he can. Sometimes he can't. And so like, Trae Young does the same sort of stuff as Steph. He owes his game to Steph in a lot of ways. As a lot of modern, smaller point guards do. I mentioned Damian Lillard. But the difference is, Steph gets careless in the biggest moments. He's careless. I was at Oracle for Game 7 against the Cavs. 4 minutes and 22 seconds left in Game 7 to go down as the greatest team in history. Steph turned the ball over with like a crazy behind-the-back pat. Like, what's he doing? His team scored 0 points in the last 4:22. They went home. biggest comeback ever by the Cavs. You could argue it's the most important basketball game in the modern NBA ever played. He went away completely. Now, and I love Steph. I just got to tell you the truth. And what happened this year with Steph? Win or go home. Oh, he played out of his mind, this and that. Guys, he's playing a play-in game. He's playing the ninth best team in the conference. And it came down to overtime, which means they're evenly matched. Well, they're only evenly matched because Steph's greatness. Fine, but now we need your greatness at the end of the game. Last 3:30 of overtime. No points. No assists. Maybe he had a rebound. Or maybe he had one assist, no rebounds. It was like he's not even on the floor. And they went home. Hard to imagine Trae Young being in that situation, isn't it? Steph Curry has played in 5 conference finals. 27 conference finals games. How many times he scored 48 points in one of those games? 0. Trae Young has played in 1 conference finals game, 48 points. 48, 11, and 7. Steph has played in 5 finals. He has never been the best player on the floor in any of those finals. First time, 2015. LeBron James was so much better than him. It was embarrassing. They gave the MVP to Iguodala because Kyrie and Kevin Love got hurt, and that's the only reason that the Warriors won, and everyone knew it, right? I mean, LeBron took that team to game 6 with Dellavedova as his second-best player. So they were like, okay, obviously we can't give it to Steph. They gave it to the dude who guarded LeBron, Iggy. Then the next year, 2016, LeBron beat Steph. Steph had a 73-win team, and by the way, had the Warriors won, the MVP was going to go to Draymond Green, not Steph. But the Cavs won, so LeBron was the MVP. But it wouldn't have been Steph anyway. Then the next 2 times they were in it, they won it. KD was the best player on his team. Hold on. Guys, you're talking to me, but I have things to say. Just everyone quiet. I have a lot of producers in my ear right now. I'm talking about the NBA. The point is that in those finals, Steph Curry was not the best player on his own team. And he was not the second best player in the series. KD and LeBron were the best 2 players in the series. And then, in the last finals he played in, Kawhi got finals MVP. He won the best player in that series either. Trae Young's played in 1 Western Conference Finals game against a 2-time MVP in Giannis. He was the best player on the floor. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Here's Trae Young after the game.
Really just comes from, I mean, the leaders. We all the leaders, we really believe in each other. And the leaders of this team, from Nate down, we all just believe. And when you have a group that really believes in each other and really is fighting on the court for each other, anything can happen. And I think our team really believes that, and it's been working.
Meantime, Giannis, how many times have I told you that Giannis needs a crime partner? Before I even get to that, I'm here to tell you that Trae Young's ceiling is higher than Steph's. No, he's never going to be as great a player on an everyday basis as Steph Curry. Steph's the greatest shooter ever. That's not Trae Young. But who cares about the regular season in the NBA? It practically doesn't count. The NBA regular season, I love watching it, but it practically doesn't count. The stakes are almost 0. Because now there are 30 teams in the league. 20 of them are playing after the regular season. 20 of them. The only thing that matters. Like, if you're an MVP caliber player, your team's going to be in the play-in at least. I don't care if there's no one else on your team. You'll be in the play-in at least. The only thing that matters is the postseason. And look at what Trae Young is doing in his first one versus how Steph has performed as the stakes have gone up. Now, am I right about that or am I wrong about that? 888-SAY-ESPN. 877 was the old ESPN LA number. 888 Say ESPN. That's 729-3776. Now, Giannis, I've told you time and time again, he needs a crime partner. Why did they lose that game? Well, on this other side of the ledger, there's Trae Young going off. On the Milwaukee Bucks side, where was Chris Middleton? He was 0-for-9 from 3. Now, I thought the Bucks would win this series because without another team with multiple superstars, Giannis and Trae are the two superstars. And then who's the third best player in the series? Oh, he's on Giannis's team. Only reason the Bucks got past the Nets because the Nets didn't have Kyrie or Harden. So the third best player in the series was on the Bucks. It was Middleton. And the fourth best player in the series was on the Bucks. It was Holiday. But if the other team has real all-stars, then those guys are not that anymore. And why aren't they that? They're good players. Middleton and Holiday are sometimes great, usually good. But Kyrie and Harden are usually great and sometimes good and rarely less than that, right? That's why they're perennial all-stars. And Chris Middleton's made two and Holiday's made one team because they're consistently better. And the issue, look, I figured the Bucks are going to win. Now Middleton can really shine. There's no opposing force. I like John Collins a lot. They have some good pieces. But Middleton should be the third best player in the series. Not last night. So Holiday steps up, Middleton goes away. Middleton steps up, Holiday goes away. I'm so sick and tired of people from Milwaukee telling me that the Bucks have a big three. They clearly do not. They don't have that. And you need help if you're a big. Giannis after the game on the mindset after the loss.
You know, you don't want to lose. You know, you don't want to be down. But at the end of the day, as I said, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. You got to come out, game two, try to compete, and wish for the best. You know, but at the end of the day, it doesn't get easy. It doesn't matter if you were down 2-0 with Brooklyn. That was a different series. You know, that doesn't mean that you might get, you might be down 1-0 or 2-0 and get back. It might be a totally different case. So it never gets easy. At the end of the day, we got to come, as I said, we got to do our job. We got to be better.
If Giannis gets help, the Bucks can win the championship this season. This season, they can. But it would require Middleton and Holiday playing above their heads. It's not like playing better than they've ever played, but playing more consistently and on a top level than they've ever played. You know, as opposed to Phoenix, who with the rise of DeAndre Ayton and the return of Chris Paul have a legit big three. Lakers fans, I want to get into that because this is the biggest game in the history of the Clippers franchise, and I want to take your temperature on it. First, let me say that not only was it time for Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, Raj, but that was Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. What do you think about that? So, Lakers fans, let me just sprinkle this in here because I actually want to get to something Steve Kerr said, but food for thought. The Clippers are playing the biggest game in their franchise's history. They are playing up against it because Kawhi ain't playing. And even though they lost two close games to the Suns, that suggests on a neutral site they're probably the better team, let alone at home they should be the better team. That was the Suns without Chris Paul. And Chris Paul, former Clipper, is returning to the scene of the crime. Right back to give the Clips the business. And he's returning thirsty for a championship. You know, injury has decided these playoffs, every series so far. Injury has decided it. You think the Bucks would be here if KD had James Harden and Kyrie Irving? Just with Kyrie Irving, they humiliated the Bucks back-to-back games. They were going to have to use the mercy rule. Then Kyrie got hurt, new series. And Harden came back. He did what he could. He wasn't really Harden. That decided that series. You know why the Lakers aren't playing? Because AD couldn't play. And then LeBron was hobbled. That's why they're not playing. Know why the Suns made quick work of Denver? Because no Jamal Murray. You know why the Clippers were able to get by Utah? No Mike Conley. You know why the Suns have this huge advantage on the Clippers? No Kawhi Leonard. But going into the season, I like the Suns a lot. But notice DeAndre Ayton's a little green. Not only has he arrived, so they have Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, a legit big three, unlike the Bucks, say, in the East. But they're playing in a year where anything can happen because they don't have to play a healthy LeBron and AD. Because they don't have to play a healthy Jokic with a healthy Jamal Murray. And by the way, even even Porter Jr. had his back was jacked up for that series, right? They don't have to play a healthy Denver team because they don't have to play a healthy Clippers team right now. Chris Paul's never been to the finals. One of the all-time greats, never been to the finals. Had to sit on the sidelines through those two thrilling home victories, right? Thirsty as can be for a championship. Don't forget the last time he faced a game seven. Oh, they could get to the finals over the greatest team ever, Warriors. He was hurt, couldn't play, and they lost. You will never find a more motivated player than Chris Paul for this game. Because if they can get by the Clippers, they have a hell of a shot to win the championship this year. What about next year when AD and LeBron are back? What about when Klay Thompson gets back? Whatever move the Warriors make, they're going to be better. Like, you look around the league, you go, this might be, even though like Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton are young, that Chris Paul ain't young. This may be his best chance. So that's how prepared he's going to be. And don't forget, a first ballot Hall of Famer is coming off the greatest series of his career. And yet this is the Clippers' biggest game ever. They've never been to a finals. And if they lose game three, they ain't going to get there this year. Lakers fans, you feel a little sorry for the Clippers? Or are you just laughing at Clippers Nation right now? I don't know if it's a nation so much as it's a city-state. Or maybe a town. Clippers Town. Are you laughing at Clippers Town? 888-SAY-ESPN. I want to get to this before I get to your calls. We got a lot to do today still. Did you hear what Steve Kerr said on Kevin Durant and his gifts? Listen to Steve Kerr talk about KD.
He's the most talented basketball player on earth, if not of all time, honestly. He's just so gifted.
You played with Michael Jordan, and
I know,
KD is,
I know.
Is right
I
there.
Think he's more gifted. I really do. I mean, that's saying something, but Kevin is a different, entirely different breed. I mean, 6'11 with guard skills, unlimited three-point range. It's just stunning. And watching him this year was really, really gratifying.
That was courtesy NBC Sports Bay Area. He's not wrong, Steve Kerr. Kevin Durant is the most gifted. You know, you can't say the most talented. It's probably Jordan or else LeBron. Because height, size is not a talent, but it is a gift. KD is the most gifted. No one at his size has ever been able to do the things that he can do. That package of gifts is unparalleled. Now, I don't want to take credit away from KD because gifts and even talent are different than skill. You have to hone skill, and that's work. And he's also done that. He's also the most skillful big guy or tall guy in the history of basketball. But he is the most gifted. Now, just like I say with Kyrie Irving, who may be the most skillful player ever. Well, if he's the most skillful, why is Harden better than him? Because he is. Harden's better than Kyrie. Kyrie has better handles. Kyrie shoots better. Kyrie's a great passer. What? He's a better finisher? Better free throw shooter? Better mid-range shooter? So why is it that Harden is better than Kyrie? He runs the pick and roll much better. Harden has better, greater wisdom in terms of the game of basketball than Kyrie. He understands when to deploy his skills and how. He has a whole toolbox. He knows which tool to bring out for which occasion, right? That makes him better. That's why Harden's a perennial MVP candidate and Kyrie's a perennial all-star, not an MVP candidate. But in terms of just pure skill, you give it to Kyrie. Same thing with KD. LeBron may be... LeBron is the better player, has been throughout his career. But that's because LeBron's wisdom, his basketball IQ is off the charts. He knows when to deploy all his skills. But in terms of pure gifts, almost 7 feet tall, can score from anywhere at all, can defend five positions, really, at least switch on multiple positions. Yeah, Steve Kerr's not wrong about KD. So I'm interested today in people's top tens in the league right now. Seems to me there aren't that many open slots. But Trae Young, Devin Booker, Spider Mitchell, Spider Mitchell's like someone's got to be in there, right? It ain't Paul George anymore. No room for the Paul Georges or Jimmy Butlers of the world in the top 10 anymore. Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-329. Wait, what? How come I can never remember the number? say ESPN. I don't have a phone pad in front of me. Yeah, 729. I said 329. 729-3776. I've only been doing the show like a year. Coming up, more on if KD is more gifted than MJ. If you're a business owner who's hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But when you post a job on ZipRecruiter, their matching technology finds these qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So while other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/MAX. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
KJZ.
A lot of coaches and front office people, I draft a guy in the first round, I'm putting him out there regardless. That doesn't work with him. You earn your spot. He knows Mac Jones is not better than Cam Newton.
The NFL season never ends on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Get the latest tomorrow morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
It's open for three, puts it up, and it's back-to-back three-pointers for Ice Trae Young.
Every single person that came in, they all feed off the confidence Trae Young plays with, and you saw that here tonight in game one.
Floating it off the glass. Collins grabs and flushes. I mean, Young put that off the window.
He did.
Collins grabbed and slammed it.
We all just believe, and when you have a group that really believes in each other, anything can happen.
The Road Warriors from Atlanta come into Milwaukee and knock off the Bucks in game one.
The Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. What's Trey's ceiling? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Ice Trae is the right name for him. That dude does have ice water. He's fearless. Steph Curry, careless. Seen it too often. Does that Steph Curry normally better than Trae Young? It's not close. But when it matters most, who would you rather have? Be honest. The Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. By the way, now on the Goodyear Hotline, CP the franchise, NBA analyst. CP, I want to start you with this question. Knicks fans TV, ready? But also overall basketball analyst. CP, I want to start you with this question. Ready? First of all, how you been? I haven't seen you in a minute.
How have you been? Is vacation finally over? You know, I'm looking for you. I'm looking for Raj. Raj is, you know, he's city hopping all over the world, watching soccer games. You're MIA. I mean, me and Brendan, we're getting ready to start up our own thing.
That would be very, very widely listened to. Listen, so what I want to ask you about is this. You know, I see Trae Young play. Dude, that looks like a top 10 player to me. He's putting a team on his back, and he's making a deep playoff run. I see Donovan Mitchell play. Second year in a row. When he's on the court, that's a top 10 player, right? I see Devin Booker play. Holy Lord, this kid can play. How are the? But then check this out. Just listen to these names, okay? LeBron, KD, Kawhi, Steph, Harden, AD, Embiid, Luka, Jokic, Giannis. That's 10. Oh, what? So, guys like Paul George, they're not top 15 players anymore because, dude, there's Trey Booker, Donovan Mitchell, CP3, Kyrie, Westbrook, Bradley Beal, Paul George. What is happening in the NBA? Is there a changing of the guard taking place before our eyes?
There is. And what we're seeing is we're seeing the present and the future superstars of the NBA, especially with LeBron James on his way out. What we saw last night from Trae Young was nothing short of magical, Max. I saw him live for the first 4 games of the Knicks series. He was incredible. You know, the late, great Kobe Bryant once said about Steph Curry, he said, "How do you guard a player who's comfortable taking the shots that the defense wants him to take?" And that's what we saw from Trae Young last night. There is no answer for him. He once said that Drew Holiday was the toughest defender he's ever faced. Well, he cooked Drew Holiday last night, and he cooked the Bucks defense last night. An absolute maestro out of the high pick and roll. As soon as he turns that corner, he's a triple threat, whether it's the floater, whether it's the lob over the top, or getting it out to one of many three-point shooters. The kid is absolutely phenomenal, man. Now his third straight road victory in the first game in the playoffs. He stole the game against the Knicks. He dominated Philadelphia, and now he dominated the Bucks.
As was pointed
absolutely
out,
incredible.
CP, the franchise on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. As was pointed out during the broadcast last night, Brook Lopez is unplayable because of Trey Young's pick and roll, and I can't even blame Drew Holiday. Like, he's getting no help, and Kenny Smith broke it down at one point. He and Shaq started arguing, but he broke it down. Like, no defender can stop Trey Young one-on-one. Drew Holiday can do the best possible job, but you're going to need some help. He has been absolutely phenomenal, but CP, so has Devin Booker when he's been on the floor.
Yeah.
So was Donovan Mitchell. So let's expand the 10 to 12. Let's say the top 10 slots, unless you disagree, are some order of LeBron, KD, Steph, Harden, Kawhi, AD, Embiid, Jokic, Luka, and Giannis. Okay, like those top, it's hard to take one of those guys off. So there are two more slots for the top 12. So here are your candidates, as far as I'm concerned. You can add anyone you want. Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Trey Young, CP3. Kyrie Irving, Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook, Paul George. I'm not even getting to, like, there are lots of dudes I'm leaving off now. Who rounds out the dirty dozen? You got two more slots. Pick them.
Two more?
Yep.
Man, oh, man.
888-SAY-ESPN.
I have to go Spider for sure.
Okay. Ooh, all right, wait. Before you reveal, if Spider's on for sure, there's one more slot. Is it going to be Trey Young, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, Kyrie Irving, Bradley Beal? Who gets the 12th slot?
At this level of play, I have to give it to Trey Young, not just for his scoring ability. But listen, Max, this guy finished second in the league in passing. He's a playmaker. We cannot forget that. Yep. So he is truly a dynamic threat out there, and I have to give that to him. Over Book. Book has been great. He's been great in the playoffs and certainly on the rise. He's a superstar himself. But Trey Young's playmaking ability, he's playing a lot more under control in this season as compared to seasons past. And he's also, you know, dynamic up from three, dynamic on the perimeter. He's a triple threat.
I think I agree with you. It's a really tough call, but just understand what you're saying. What you just said means Chris Paul is not a top 12 player in the league. Kyrie Irving is not a top 12 player in the league. Neither is Devin Booker. I mean, are those the next three in? Are those three guys the next three in, and that rounds up the top 15? So no Paul George, no Bradley Beal, no Russell Westbrook?
I'm not putting in Beal. He's too one-dimensional. Great scorer, one of the best in the league, no doubt about it. One-dimensional. CP3, he's still at the top, but he's more of a leader now. You know, the numbers is not going to strike out at you. You know what I mean? He's still a leader. He's still floor general out there, an extension of the coach. You got to give CP3's respect. Big game for him tonight.
Oh, you know who I left out?
Paul George, I'm leaving off.
You know who I left out? I'm going to have to redo it. Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard.
I had Dame. I had Dame.
But so Dame's not top 10. Is he top 10?
Yeah, I put Dame in my top 10.
So who's out of your top 10?
All right, here's the top 10 I had. I had KD, LeBron, Harden, the Greek Freak, Dame, Jokic, Luka Doncic, Steph, and Kawhi Leonard.
So you don't have Embiid. Embiid was going to be MVP this year, but missed a few too many games. He was about to be MVP.
He was. I had to put the real MVP. I had to put Jokic in there.
But only he was better than Jokic. He didn't play as many games. He's the best two-way player in the game right now, you could argue, Embiid. He's not in your top 10. So
I got to give playmaking an edge, Max.
What about Jason Tatum? What about Jason Tatum?
Tatum's in the top 15, definitely.
So if Embiid's 11, he ain't lower than 11, right? You can't. I mean, he's really top 10, but okay, you're going to put him 11.
Yeah.
Now you're talking. Do you see what's going on in the NBA, people? You're going to
leave. Good problems to have.
It sounds to me like Chris Paul and either Chris Paul, Devin Booker, or Kyrie Irving are not in your top 15. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. What's Trey Young's ceiling? CP?
At this pace, Max, and I'm factoring in the playmaking because the scoring is always going to be there. You know, he had that reputation coming out of Oklahoma. But his facilitating ability as well, he could end up being one of the best point guards of all time. No doubt about it. If you're going to have this type of scoring arsenal and combine that with the fact that you're also a playmaker, I mean, the alley-oop off the glass in the third quarter of last night's game to John Collins was absolutely incredible.
The Harlem Globetrotter shot.
Yeah. I mean, the kid is fearless. He's a leader. He's cold-blooded. He could be, if he maintains at this pace, he truly could be one of the
Look,
greats.
Steph is better than Trey in every way until it matters most. Steph shimmies in the regular season. Trey shimmies in the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
And you would rather have the guy who shimmies in the playoffs because he just did something big. CP.
There's no lead safe when this kid is on the court. There's no lead is safe.
CP, there you have it. He was very, very hard on Joel Embiid, who he says is not a top 10 player. Called him a bum. That's messed up. Doesn't have CP3 in his top 15. Just ruthless today, CP. Really. Ruthless. All right, there he is.
It's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have. CP the Franchise on the Goodyear Hotline. Check him out, Knicks Fan TV. Knicks are doing great in the playoffs right now. They're not in the playoffs right now. Helping you discover the road ahead. We can't hear you anymore, CP. Goodyear, more driven. We can see you, but we can't hear you anymore. So who is in the top 10 now? The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
It's so much more gangster than you even realize in the NBA. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, and ESPN Plus. Is Kyrie Irving a top 15 player? Is he even a top 15 player? He has top 3 talent. Is he a top 15 player? Does Jason Tatum break the top 20? Because it doesn't seem to me like he could squeeze Jamal Murray or Ja Morant or Klay Thompson or Zion Williamson in the top 20. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. The Western Conference Finals are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight for Game 3 as the Clippers host the Suns, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Top 10 in the NBA. Is it time for LeBron, Steph, KD to move over? Are these young guns, these young lions, on the way up? You see what Chase, like think about what these playoffs have shown this season for the guys on the way up. Ja Morant. Like, think of what Jamal Murray did in the bubble. You can't play better than that. He had a game with 50 points and no turnovers. What? Ja Morant in these playoffs, in 5 games against Utah, averaged 30 points, 8 assists, and 4 boards. Klay Thompson, when last seen, was one of the best two-way players in basketball. I don't think any of those dudes can crack the top 20. And guys like Zach LaVine, Jimmy Butler, Chris Middleton, forget it. Jaylen Brown, forget it. No shot. Karl Anthony Towns was supposed to be one of the dominant guys. No shot. DeAndre Ayton, nope. Top 20? I don't think so. It is tough. And let alone guys on the way up like LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards, because they're coming. Ooh, is it tough. I'll tell you what. Kev in Oklahoma, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Phoenix Suns, and I keep hearing all these. Can you hear me? I hear all these analysts talk about the Phoenix Suns, and we already know the best ability is availability. So I'm tired of hearing all the crying about they ain't got Kawhi Leonard and this, that, and the other. What did Phoenix do when they had Chris Paul go down? They stepped up. The fact of the matter is, this team got moxie. The fact of the matter is, they got the best roster up and down.
Kev, I hear what you're saying, but let's be honest about this. They did win without Chris Paul, but the other team didn't have Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi is better than Chris Paul, but like, let's call that a wash. They lost by one possession in a couple of games on the road, the Clippers. Like, those games didn't say the Suns are better than the Clippers. They said they had home court over the Clippers, and they won. Now, talking about availability is right, but this season is exceptional because out of the bubble, there was a shortened offseason. And then a compressed schedule, condensed schedule. And as a result, this is not a normal thing where a team's missing their third best player. I'm not going to like make a big deal out of that, right? But look around the league at who has missed games, significant time in these playoffs. Anthony Davis, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. Forget about a guy like Mike Conley, right? Like that's bad for Utah. But I'm not even like focusing on a guy like that. Jamal Murray's been out for the whole thing. Look at every single playoff series. It's just unavoidable. It's happening differently this year than Kawhi Leonard now. But you're taking the best player, the second best player off almost every single playoff team. And the Suns, while it's true, Chris Paul missed a couple of games, have by and large been fortunate that way. Look, everyone's playing under the same conditions. The Suns win, they win. The whole thing, they win. I like them a lot in the preseason, but we got to be honest about it. Corey in Texas, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
What's going on, Max?
Go ahead, Corey.
Let me say this. Man, Trae Young, exceptional talent. To me, he's probably going to be, besides Magic, the first point guard, just leader of the team point guard, the head of the snake point guard, to win the championship. I'm saying being the best player on the team.
Right.
He's about to do
Isaiah did that.
I'm not saying this year.
Isaiah did that. He was the best player on his team, and he won a couple championships.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on what I said, but I'm saying when you're looking at the style of play that Trae Young is bringing at such a young age, you see what I'm saying?
I do.
And then when you go back and then you look at Steph.
He didn't do it.
Look at Steph Curry, man. Go ahead.
No, he didn't do it. You're right. This is a good point. Corey and Tex make it a good point. Steph Curry won one championship as the head of the snake, so to speak, and that was only because the other team didn't have their second or third best players available. No Kyrie, no Kevin Love. That's the only reason he won that series. And he didn't win MVP. Iguodala did. Steve Nash never won a championship. John Stockton never won a championship. Jason Kidd won a championship past his prime, and the best player on the team was Dirk Nowitzki. Rondo won a championship with Ray Allen and Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, right? That was the big three. No, right. Who was the point guard? There was Magic. There was Isaiah. And then tell me another point guard. And Isaiah was the best player on the team-ish. Like, that was a very well-balanced team. Yeah, Trae could maybe do it. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Anyone stop Trae Young?
Thanks for listening to the Max Kellerman Show. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.